So welcome back, folks. This is the Rusted Culture Podcast. Great to have you back. So this is Donald Trump Sunday. I just want to warn you, this is Donald Trump Sunday. So Donald Trump is going to be the lead attraction at CPAC in Dallas coming up this afternoon, 3:35, something like that. And he didn't waste any time this morning getting out there and sort of trash talking with Maria Bartiromo on her show Fox News Today or something like that. And he had some this is typical stuff for Donald Trump to say, you know, muddy the water, you know, Roy Cohn, channeling Roy Cohn, channel Roy Cohn all the way. So let's just kick it off here. So here he is on the phone with Maria Bartiromo, and he's talking about Ashley Babbitt. So what he's trying to do is make this a thing. You know, this is the woman who climbed through the broken window and then got shot. Sadly got shot. And this was for, you know, January 6th. Remember that that poster that he put up, March for Trump, January 6th, Washington, D.C., be there, will be wild. This is it. So here's what he had to say, folks.
Because Ashley Babbitt, a wonderful woman, fatally shot on January 6th as she tried to climb out of a broken window.
Oh, God. I mean, that it didn't take long for the lies to just, you know, start coming out of her mouth. She wasn't climbing out of the window. My God, has she not even seen the video? Does she even know what she's talking about? Ashley Babbitt was trying to climb through the window of the door that was barricaded. Now, if the crowd got through that space, God only knows what would have happened to the vice president and everybody else. These Secret Service people, the Capitol Police, were there to protect everyone else. That was the last line of defense, folks. She wasn't climbing out of a window. For God's sakes, get your facts straight.
Her family has spoken out. Her family has been on Tucker Carlson, and they want answers as far as why this wonderful woman, young woman who went to peaceful protest, was shot. Do you have any information? There is speculation that this was a security detail in a leading member of Congress's security detail, a Democrat. What can you tell us in terms of who she...
Of course, we have to say that it was a Democrat. We don't know that. It could have been anybody's security detail. In fact, anybody on the Capitol Police Department that was in that role to protect everybody on the other side of that barricade would have done this, Republican or Democrat.
Not Ashley Babbitt. What do you know, Mr. President?
So I've heard that. I will tell you, they know who shot Ashley Babbitt. They're protecting that person. I've heard also that it was the head of security for a certain high official.
He doesn't know shite.
A Democrat. And we'll see, because it's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Oh, God. And, folks, this is the video that we're talking about here. So take a look at this. And when, I mean, it's terrible. It's sad. But you can see right here that she was climbing through. She had a leg into the window. She was going for it, folks. She was going for it. And that's despite the man right there with the blue cap saying, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. And she can see that the man's got a gun. And she starts going right through it. That's the last line of defense. If they got through there, I mean, literally, all hell would have broken loose. Who knows how many people would have died? These people don't fool around. And Donald Trump is just playing the game here, trying to make a big deal. Don't look at January 6th and the fact that I told everybody to come to this rally and we're going to march on the Capitol. Don't tell anybody about that. Let's talk about Ashley Babbitt and how she died. So he went on to say this with Maria. Have a listen to this.
Some time to reflect on what took place on that day, January 6th. Talk to us about what you're thinking about as you reflect what happened that day from your standpoint.
So there was a big rally called, and actually when I say big, who knew, but there was a rally called and a tremendous number of people.
Who knew? Will be wild. Who knew?
Just one I've ever spoken before is called by people, by patriots. And they asked me if I'd speak, and I did, and it was a very mild-mannered speech, as I think has been. In fact, they just came out with a report in Congress, and they didn't mention my name, literally. But what they were complaining about, and the reason, in my opinion, you had over a million people there, which the press doesn't like to report at all, because it shows too much activity,
too much spirit
and faith and love. There was such love at that rally. You had over a million people there. They were there for one reason, the rigged election. They felt the election was rigged.
Because you told them that it was rigged.
That's why they were there. And they were peaceful people. These were great.
Oh, come on. My God. I mean, this is a little hard to take on a Sunday morning, isn't it? I mean, this kind of BS, really. And this is rancid. This is rancid. They were not peaceful people.
People. The crowd was unbelievable. And I mentioned the word love. The love in the air. I've never seen anything like it.
You know, there's a video out there, and I've shown this on one of my clips that I've done that I posted on YouTube. There's a video of him in the party tent, Donald Trump, with everybody else dancing to the oldies. And in the videos, you can see an ambulance going by. So he knew what was going down. These people, folks, they don't care who gets shot. They don't care who gets killed. They make decisions based on what's good for them. Donald Trump makes choices based on what's good for him. And if it's good for him, nothing else matters.
And you know, that's why they went to Washington. And by the way, I can tell you that I thought, because I was hearing from a lot of people, going to be a lot of people coming there, much bigger than anybody ever.
Okay, here comes the biggest lie of the day, folks.
Anticipated by many times. And I had suggested to the Secretary of Defense, perhaps we should have 10,000 National Guardsmen.
Donald Trump doesn't want anybody in the way of his big day, his big Capitol riot day. He doesn't want National Guardsmen there. It took the National Guard till 5 p.m. to show up because everybody in the Defense Department that was involved with his administration delayed it. They didn't get there till 5 or 6 that afternoon. There's a reason why.
Standing by. And he reported that, as you know. But we should have. And he was turned down. I said it's subject to Congress. You know, they run it. Nancy Pelosi runs it. So it would be subject to the Capitol Police and the other things, whatever they need. But I said, perhaps you need 10,000 because I think the crowd is going to be very large. Who knows? Maybe two people will show up, but I think it's going to be very large.
Yeah. So, folks, PolitiFact has taken a look at this. Now, PolitiFact is independent. They are nonpartisan. They've taken a look at this, and they've rated this as false on the Truth-O-Meter. He says he requested 10,000 National Guardsmen for his January 6th rally, but Nancy Pelosi rejected it. Donald Trump says that is patently false. It's another lie. It's all he does, folks. He lies, he lies, he lies. And it's coming up this afternoon. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. It's just about an hour or so away. Get your coffee, get your popcorn, whatever it takes. Sit down and watch this CPAC thing unfold. It's going to be just unrelentingly laden with lies. It's unrelenting, the amount of lies that this man can tell and what he can come up with. And I think people are catching on to it, slowly but surely. Look at Ron DeSantis. He didn't even attend the Sarasota rally. People are starting to peel off of Donald Trump ever so slowly. And it's happening. So, folks, I can't wait till then. I'll update you then. Thanks for tuning in. Till next time.